Now, Hot 100 FM brings you into the loop on the latest hookups, breakups, drama, and shakeups from the only city that acts as the nation's living and breathing soap opera. Here's Brock in the Morning with Hollywood Headlines, brought to you by Brady's in Twin.
Prince Charles opened up for the first time yesterday about his dealings with COVID-19 in a video he posted on social media. In the video, the 71-year-old prince says, "Having recently gone through the process of contracting this coronavirus, luckily with relatively mild symptoms, I now find myself on the other side of the illness, but still in no less a state of social distance and general isolation. As we are all learning, this is a strange, frustrating, and often distressing experience when the presence of family and friends is no longer possible and the normal structures of life are suddenly removed." Charles is currently still separated from his wife Camilla, who is remaining in isolation through the end of the week despite not being diagnosed with the virus herself. He went on to say, "At such an unprecedented and anxious time in all of our lives, my wife and I are thinking particularly of all those who have lost their loved ones in such very difficult and abnormal circumstances, and of those having to endure sickness, isolation, and loneliness. As patrons of two charities for the elderly in the UK, Age UK and Silver Line, our hearts go out to all of those older people throughout this country who are now experiencing great difficulty. Our thoughts and prayers are very much with those marvelous people whose extraordinary skills and utter selfless devotion to duty and the care of their patients make us so very proud. None of us can say when this will end, but end it will. Until it does, let us try and live with hope and with faith in ourselves and each other. Look forward to better times to come." Amen to that, Prince Charles. I think we're all going crazy at this point. I know I'm going crazy. I was doing fine until like a couple of days ago, and now I just want to see my people again. And we've got a while before that can happen. Adam Schlesinger, the award-winning songwriter, producer, and co-founder of Fountains of Wayne, the band that in 2003 brought you the radio earworm Stacey's Mom, has died of complications from coronavirus. But I know you're familiar with more than just Stacey's Mom from Schlesinger. You just didn't know it. He also wrote the title track from the 1997 Tom Hanks flick That Thing You Do, and also produced music for There's Something About Mary, The Manchurian Candidate, Scary Movie, and several other well-known films. It did not appear that Schlesinger was suffering from any underlying health conditions that would have categorized him as immunocompromised. Poor guy was 52 years old. And finally, some good news. There are several celebrities out there who are actually helping the fight against coronavirus. Of those making the headlines, Dolly Parton stood out amongst the crowd yesterday after she announced on Instagram that she was donating $1 million to research towards a cure. In her post, she said, "My longtime friend, Dr. Naji Abumrad, who's been involved in research at Vanderbilt for many years, informed me that they were making some exciting advancements towards research of the coronavirus for a cure. So I'm making a donation of $1 million to Vanderbilt towards that research and to encourage people that can afford it to make donations." She's the third celebrity to donate in the seven figures territory just this week. Rihanna's the Clara Lionel Foundation and Jay-Z's Sean Carter Foundation each donated $1 million to coronavirus response efforts earlier this week. God bless you. That's Hollywood Headlines, brought to you by Brady's, across the street from Will's Toyota on Shoshone Street in Twin, here on the Magic Valley's Hot 100 FM.
Hollywood Headlines, weekday mornings at 35 minutes after the hour, from 6 until 10. Brought to you by Brady's on Hot 100 FM.